take about 5 to 7 minutes to give you some word about receiving a harvest from your financial seed, okay? Then after that, we're going to take a little, because it's two different things, it's not going to be longer. It's probably going to be shorter than other times. But understand, I'm going to take about 5 to 7 minutes right now to talk about receiving a harvest from your financial seed, okay? I did a little bit last week. You remember it was a little bit. And see, this message, it's about 15 pages of this that was prepared. It says, principles for harvesting your financial seed. I've ministered it before, but it's been impressed in my heart to just every week just give you maybe one page of it. Just one page of it. And just, and over the time, your consciousness will cause, you'll end up with a consciousness of seed time and harvest mindedness. And that's how you prosper with real certainty. Okay, y'all ready? I'm going to do about a really quick review, and then we're going to do, it's going to take about 5 to 7 minutes, and then we're going to talk about tonight. Okay? Let me pray. Father, thank you for your word. I thank you. I receive grace to minister life. And we thank you that every person is blessed and operate, live in the manifest blessed state. Thank you, Father, that we can receive. We are your garden. We receive your word. And I praise you, Father, for the corresponding harvest of that word. Bring fruitful in our life the fruit of righteousness that's by Christ Jesus that's working in all of our lives. Amen. Okay, now this is principles for harvesting your financial seed. Principles for harvesting your financial seed. All right, Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. The central thought there was the prosperity in all of our lives is going to be the results of sowing. Amen. Seed time and harvest. Genesis 8 and 22. Genesis 8 and 22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God has set forth a principle in the church called sowing and reaping. My success is based upon my sowing and my ability to reap a harvest. You remember we mentioned last week that there are similarities in spiritual and natural seed. Romans 1:20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. These similarities that we had mentioned, five similarities in natural and spiritual seed. The seed is programmed to produce increase. The seed's potential is released when you release the seed. The seed does not look like what it will become. That's so good to know, isn't it? Amen. You reap in a greater measure than what you sow. There is no reaping until there is sowing. Praise God. That's so important, isn't it? It's, you know that, don't you? But it feels good to hear it and let it soak in your spirit, because that's what you've called to live your life based on that. Now, this is the other information that we're going to get tonight, the further information. I mentioned this briefly, but I'm going to give you scriptural reference to it. Five types of seed. See, I already know this. You already know this, don't you? Amen. But I'm feeding and watering. And you plant and water. And the results of that in our lives is a life of reaping harvest more effectively from our financial seed. I'm going to share something with you. I went to bed the other night and, you know, the way harvest comes in your life, God always comes to you and give you ideas. That's how he give you idea of prompting or leading. See, that's when the harvest is produced. Then you immediately throw in the sickle. See, you cast seed. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a man casting seed into the ground. And the word is the seed. You throw it in your heart. Just throw this. What I'm doing now, I'm just casting seed into your heart. And you go to bed and rise up night and day, and the seed spring up and grow. And the person don't even know how. You don't even know how this right here is causing a change in your conduct, a change in your desire. This is, he said, and he doesn't know how. Just go to bed, get up. Go to bed, get up. Like last week, you got a little bit, and then you come back tonight. Go to bed, get up. You're getting some tonight. And he said, but the seed springs up and grow, and the earth brings forth the fruit. It comes out of your heart. All this, the results of all of this, it comes out of your heart. And he said, but when the harvest is come, listen, he said, first the seed, it's a process, first the seed, first the ear, then the corn, then the full ear in the corn. It's just a process, see? It don't like that, it's a process. He said, but when the harvest is come, immediately you throw in the sickle. I went to bed the other night, and I got a harvest. Harvest came. Harvest comes when you have a prompting, a desire, a plan of action. It just comes. You don't even know what. It's just like, do this, do this, do this. I woke up. I knew I was supposed to get up. I just got up, and I went. And, you know, the Bible says you keep any enterprise is built by wise planning. It's made strong by common sense. And it profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. And I got up and I just knew it's time for me to go look at the facts, all the facts. Keep abreast of the facts. I manage my finances every week, okay? Manage it, you know. And if you're diligent to manage it, God will make it grow. Wise planning, you keep abreast of all the facts. And this prompting, I got up and said, you need to go, you know, it's time for me to go and keep abreast of my facts, because periodically I just make sure I got a little grid and I see everything that's there. And I keep abreast of all the facts. I made this call. And it was amazing what I had planned to do when I looked at all the facts. See, all this harvest. As soon as the harvest comes, you throw in the sickle. The harvest comes like it springs up in your heart something to do. You know, that's a harvest. Yeah, it comes like that. Sometimes the harvest comes with ideas. See, a harvest came the other night. Immediately throw in the sickle. Immediately do what that prompting is to do. And so I was so amazed. Some of the things I had planned and I had to do, it was totally changed around. And when I went back to bed, I had profited so much by God just leading you and saying, oh my goodness, oh. And I was about to go to bed. One more thing I made. It was late in the night. It was about 3, 4, 5, something like that. I made this one last phone call. This man said, I said, oh my goodness, hallelujah. So much profit. Amen. So much profit. And so when you're dealing with this principle of seed time and harvest, you don't even have to know how it's working. All you need to do is just work it. I was asleep, wasn't thinking about anything. Wasn't even thinking, I was enjoying my rest. I woke up. And so, you know, time to get up. Now, go keep abreast of all the facts. I got all my stuff out. So they call all the people. Call them. I said, oh, just before I went to bed, oh, I was so happy. Went to bed, a rich man. I mean, you don't want to talk. So much prosperity. Prosperity comes through this process. And what I'm doing right now is sharing word, sowing word in you, so that this will operate in your life intentionally. All right. Now, this week I had said this is a little bit further than I was going. Let me go on quickly through this. Example of a faith seed is Mark 4:14. The sower sows the word. See, the word is a faith seed that you put in your heart. Number two, a family seed. Genesis 8:1 says, and Adam knew his wife and she conceived. See, that's a family seed. See, a man putting his seed into a woman. That's a family seed. Another kind of a seed is a favor seed. You know, Ephesians 6:8 says, knowing that, listen to this, got to know this, whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. See, anybody can work that principle, can't they? It's a favor seed. you can control favor. You know, you can put it out there knowing that you're going to get a harvest. Somebody going to do something good for you. Amen. You can do this on purpose. And see, you do it on purpose by obeying what love leads you. You know, you don't make it like, I'm going to do this so I can get blessed. No. Love is leading you to do these things all the time anyway. And when you recognize the Spirit of God leading you to do this, it's okay to live this way. Because love is going to lead you to do all these things. He's going to lead you in all of this. Now, a fruit seed is a fruit seed. See, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit. See, seeds, you plant apple seeds, and that's a fruit seed. And then the other kind of seed is a financial seed. And they all work the same. And you can grow a harvest in your life from your financial seed. The good thing about financial seed, you can call that financial seed what you want to call it, and God will give it a body. See, yeah, God will give it a body. So you can use financial seed, release it, and call it what you want to call it. And then God will give it a body. Amen. Y'all know seeds work like that. That you plant them, and then they don't come up what you put down. It'd be something different. You can grow your house. you see what I'm talking about? You call it, especially if the Spirit of God put on your heart something to call it. See, so it's not like I'm trying to get blessed. I'm expecting the Spirit of love to lead me in these truths. And it'd be working smooth. Just walk around. But the Word of God, you could recognize when the Spirit of God is leading you to do these things. So it's different from I'm trying to get these, make these things work. No, I'm feeding you these things, and the Spirit of God leads you in it. You can go and relax. All you need to do is just get this Word and go to bed. You don't have to try to make it work for you. Just get the Word and go to bed. And when you get up, the Spirit will lead you in all of this. See? So it's different from, okay, I got that Word. It's different. I'm gonna make that Word work for me. Mm-mm. No, just get the Word. Go to bed. The Spirit of God will lead you in the truth of it. Then you'll believe I have a baby. You know. You might not be led to have a baby. But, you know, if you married, you know, the Spirit of God leads you to have a baby. The Spirit of God leads you to sow a financial seed. The Spirit of God leads you to operate in the truth of these principles. So your part is just to receive it and let the Spirit of God lead you in it, and you'll recognize it's somehow that Word and the Spirit of God works together in your life. But you can just relax and just walk it out. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of God is the one who leads us in all of this. Amen. So we're not covetous. We are covenant people. And you're supposed to live a blessed life because you are blessed. And the Spirit of God is in you to lead you in the truth that you are this kind of a person. You don't have to try to love. Love is in you. Just walk in it. You don't have to try to make prosperity work for you. Just the Spirit of God is in you. Just be led by His Spirit. You're gonna do all these things. You are going to do these things just by being led. Amen. So you get the Word, go to sleep, get up, and just be led. Amen. The Spirit of God will lead you in this. I didn't wake up and say, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and make this happen. No, the Spirit of God just leads you in it. So you don't even have to be anxious about tomorrow. Get the Word, and the Spirit of God going to make those desires, going to give you the desires that are in your heart. He'll just lead you, walk smooth into it. No effort hardly. Just being led. Hallelujah. All right, now I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of 1 John, the 3rd chapter. The other day when I told y'all those people, they got together at the other place where I'd be teaching on Wednesday morning. They got together. I saw them whispering, let's get him this. Let's all, they getting together trying to get something together to give me. The Lord put it on their heart just to bless me. Because I go over there and they say, he's giving himself. He go over and pour into us, and he's just giving them himself. Let's do this for him. And I wasn't even thinking about praying and believing God for that prosperity. I was about to leave. And the Spirit of God had me to pray for all of them and believe God for something good to happen to them. You know, some good financial thing to happen in their lives. I said, you're going to come back. You're going to give me a testimony next week. I did that 2 weeks ago. Do y'all know this woman, one of the elderly ladies? She's a kind of elderly lady. And she came and she said, Pastor, she told me this Wednesday. She said, Pastor, I wanted to have something to give you and I want it so much. I said, Lord, I don't even have it and I want to give this to him. How am I going to get this? She said, and I went over to my brother's house and I was just going to leave. He said, wait a minute. And he said, he gave me, she was trying to believe God for $20 so she can give me. That was sweet, wasn't it? She said, and Pastor, I went over to my brother's house and just sit down, talk to him. I was just about to leave. That's what she said. I was just about to leave. And he said, wait a minute. And gave her $64. She said, that's what she said. She said, oh, that's what I needed. She wasn't thinking about herself. She said, oh, that's what I needed to give him. And she gave me $20. And then she said, but the other thing, you remember I was talking about God leads you in it? See, she'd been sitting there, I've been feeding them about seed time and harvest. She used to give $1. Now, every time she gives about $10. And sometimes she gives, that lady, $20. She started giving $1. And she said, it's the word. You start teaching me about giving and receiving. And she said, it's blessing me. Oh, I'm so blessed. And she said, and Pastor, this is what happened. She said, I was just walking along. See, I talked about that lid. She wasn't trying to make it happen, but the word was producing fruit. See, Jesus, see, this stuff operates by Jesus. Jesus is in you. And the Bible says, I pray that the fruit of righteousness, which is by Christ Jesus. See, the fruit operates, but it operates by Jesus in you. So we throwing this in here on top of Jesus. And Jesus is doing it through you, see? And she said, I was just walking along, and I was driving along, and she said, and I was just, something told me, you know, Jesus, one of Jesus' name is something. Amen. She said, something just told me to go by. See, that's fruit. See, immediately throw in the circle. When something tell you to do something, and you know if it's good, when he tell you, do it. See, immediately throw in the sickle. Throw in the sickle is when you be led by the Spirit. That's your harvest. That's your harvest from your seed. But as soon as the harvest came, it came in the form of, just go over there. Just do this. The Spirit of God leads you in this truth. You just sit and receive the word and receive it. Don't let anything choke it. Don't let the cares of this world choke it. Toss it to stop that word. Don't use your tongue to pull down other people. Because if you use your tongue to pull down other people who seem to be doing well, you can't hear when God talks to you. Trying to give you prosperity. Trying to give you that harvest. Sometimes he's trying to give you the harvest, but if your heart be full of trash, you can't even hear when he's trying to give you what he's giving other people. See? So you want to keep your heart pure because this is where the harvest come from. The earth brings forth the seed of itself. It's your heart where the stuff comes out of. See, the seed is sown into your heart. It's your heart. You got to keep your heart clean from all that other trash. Don't use your tongue to say anything bad about anybody. So you want to keep your heart clean. You want to keep your heart pure so that when that harvest comes, you can hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. So just walk along. Just do it. Just get the word about the subject. Go to bed. Get up. Don't be trying to make anything work, but just commit. I'm going to do whatever the Lord lead me to do. And I'm going to love God. I'm going to cast my care upon the Lord. And the Spirit of God will lead me in the truth. Because I know everything I need to do, but it's all in my heart. It might not be in my head. Now let's look at 1 John. Is this making sense to y'all? See, there is an anointing for you to prosper. Amen. And it is an overriding anointing. What I mean, it overrides this world system. It'll override
stuff in your life that otherwise would keep you down. It'll overrule, it'll override things in this world. 1 John. Amen. 1 John 3. Now, say this. I know in my heart everything I need to know. Okay, see, everything that you need is inside of you. That's where Jesus is. Jesus Christ is in you. You notice that the disciples, if they were just around Jesus, Jesus would always know what to do. Jesus always could take care of all those men just because they was around him. If people could get to him, the woman with the issue of blood, if she came to Jesus. See, now Jesus is in you. You don't have to go and find Jesus. He's in you. But he's in your heart. The one who does everything, he's in you. So you don't have to go and touch somebody's garment, touch Jesus' garment, because he's in you. Amen. You don't need you don't need him to give you a touch because he's in you. You don't need him to give you his power because he's in you. Everything you need Jesus to do is in you. And everything you need to know is in you. It's inside of you. That movie named Hurricane. You know, the guy who was a boxer, pro boxer, and he got convicted for a murder he didn't do. He said he tried and he was angry and tried everything, tried to get avoid that rap. He was still in jail. He said, it's that when I was in jail so long and I knew I was innocent and all I could do was try to get out, nothing worked. I decided to look in me. He decided to look in him. He got out of jail. It's in you. Everything you need to make it is in you. The Bible says that the mystery that was hidden in God for ages is now being revealed. Christ in you. The hope, your hope, that glory is in you. Now let's look at the 1 John 3, 26th verse. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you have need, and you need not that any man teach you. Read. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, listen, abide in him, so that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his appearing. 20th verse. But you have an unction. Say unction. Say unction. Look, sleep. Just sleep. Enjoying. See. Come on, look. But you have an unction. Read it. But you have an unction from the Holy One. Look at it. And you know all things. Say it again. I know. Read it. But I have an unction from the Holy One. And I know all things. Amen. So I know it's in you. You know something in your spirit, and that is planted in your ground. Everything you need is in the ground. Everything that ever grew out of the earth, when God created the earth, it had not rained. Because if it rained on the earth, listen, with everything in the earth in the form of a seed, listen, everything would begin to spring forth, and there was no man to take care of all of that stuff that was in the earth in the form of seeds. When God created the earth, all the trees was in the earth, but they was in the form of seeds. God didn't let it rain until he put a man on the earth. And when he put a man on the earth to take care of the stuff, He let it rain on the earth so that the stuff that was in the earth could go on and come on out. Everything that you need is inside of you. And God will open up the windows of heaven and he'll rain on you. And that stuff that's in your spirit will spring forth. And as soon as the harvest comes, throw in the sickle. I'm trying to get you to know that everything in your life that you need is in you. There's a similarity between the way things work in the natural. And when Jesus and the kingdom of God came inside of you, when the kingdom of God came inside of you, everything you need is now inside of you. Read it again. But you have an unction, read it, from the Holy One. Read it. You know all things. Sometimes when I don't know up here, I go to God and I say, Father, I thank you. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know. Everything you need to do in order to come on up out of the financial situation that you're in is in you. And you can use natural financial seed and sow it. And God will rain on you, on your ground. And the harvest will come in the form of an unction to function. An unction. Believe I'll do this. But right now, all you need, hear the word, receive it, and rejoice. And go to bed. You don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm telling you, this is how God does it spiritually. God would not have you on the earth without having and being born into the kingdom of God, with the kingdom in you, without having prosperity in you. Prosperity is in you. It's in the form of an unction, a seed. Just like everything that grew in the earth was in the earth before it started raining. And it's in you. God makes it rain on you. He gives you the former and the latter rain. That means you don't have to have a time span between in the kingdom of God. You don't have to wait a long time. The former and the latter rain will happen at the same time. And you get a gusher. You get a bumper harvest. This stuff can happen just like that. In the natural, it takes a lot of time. But God says, my time is always now. In the spirit, it doesn't take that much time. See, you can do something right now, and before you wake up in the morning, you get your harvest. There are many times that people do that. See, this is not where you have to wait a long time. And if you do, fine. But I'm saying, it don't have to be like that. Spiritual things can work miraculously. Amen. So there's prosperity in you. And you have an unction from the Holy One. And that anointing is called an unction. And when he leads you, just abide in it. Because you are in a kingdom where there is no lack. You have been delivered into a kingdom where the reality is you are kings. You are abundantly supplied. You are right now in a kingdom where God pays your bills. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. Do you know what that means? He's the one who pays that which is due. Rewarder means the one that pays that which is due. You are in a kingdom where your light bill is supposed to be paid, but you have an unction to do more and to walk in more, and it's inside of you. It's not over here, not over there. It's not in the housing market. The unction may lead you to do it with houses, but it's in you. What you can do, it's in you. He'll lead you. Hallelujah. Two more scriptures, which are the same scriptures, and then that's going to be it. How about that? 20th verse again. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you in truth. He said, he won't even speak of himself. He said, whatever he hear, that he'll speak. See, the Holy Spirit is in you to hear from God and show you what's on God's mind. You are supposed to prosper. You do not supposed to have lack.
part of the revelation is you have to recognize I don't supposed to be like this. It's a, if I find myself with roaches, but at least know I don't supposed to have roaches. I mean, if you find yourself with roaches, it's fine. But don't be committed to be satisfied with roaches. You got to say, I don't supposed to have roaches. It's supposed to be better. This is supposed to work for me. If I find out there's lack, at least, okay, there's lack. Okay, I'm going to manage it. But I don't supposed to have lack. I'm in a kingdom where there's no lack. I'm in a kingdom where there's no depression. I'm in a kingdom where I have an unction to function. And I have received an unction. And as long as I can pray in tongues, I'll never be broke for real. I'll never be broke as long as I can pray in tongues and hear the Holy Ghost. Because the one who lives in me is a king of kings. He owns everything. If I see tightness, it's just temporary. Somebody say this thing is temporary. So I'm not putting a load on you at all. I'm saying if you hear these words, and you go to bed and you rejoice and you be led. You're coming on out. Stand up to your feet. Keep your Bible in your hand. 20th verse, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Y'all ready? Say, I know. Up here, you may not know, but say it, I know. Because Christ is in me. I'm getting ready for my divine payday. Somebody said this the other day, and I'm going to say it.